KNOM Profiles.
This week and next at the Wales King Eichmuk School, a professional artist is teaching art and creating a mural with students. Linda Infante Lyons is the artist in residence at the school for 2 weeks, thanks to a grant from the Alaska State Council on the Arts Artists in Schools program, a program that brings working artists into Alaska's classrooms to keep the arts in education. As the resident artist, Lyons teaches 2 art lessons every day, one for middle and high schoolers and the other for elementary school kids. Linda starts off the 2 weeks by teaching the 36 students in grades K through 12 the basics.
We basically start out with brushstroke lessons. I show them different brushes and what they can do, and we work with black and white just to play around with brushstrokes and get familiar with using paint. And then the second day we go into color and color mixing. So we start out with the primary colors, we mix the secondary colors.
Then she gives them some room to experiment.
It's very free form, and I want them to get excited about paint and how it feels and how it looks. And you know, by the third day, they're you know, ready to paint some more.
Next week, they'll apply their knack for color and brush strokes to help paint a community mural.
The final project is a collaborative mural, which means everybody works on the design and the theme, and they actually get a hand at painting it.
Linda says they're starting by painting a small mural inside.
What we're doing inside is going to represent pretty much the Bering Sea, the sunset, which is spectacular here, you know, this bright red sun. There's been a request for lots of colors, bright colors. I think it's pretty dark, you know, here. And orca, the mascot is the orca, seawolf. So we'll have orcas, and there'll be ice and seals and kind of a landscape of what they see every day, but with lots of bright colors.
She hopes after training the students and working with the students and teachers on the smaller mural, she'll empower the staff and students to take on a bigger project in the spring.
The students do have a larger wall space outside. So part of this is preparation for a mural that they'll do when I'm gone. So we're drawing and painting, and we'll have a file ready for the springtime.
Lyon's residency at the Whale School was made possible through a grant from the Alaska State Council on the Arts. The grant is called the Artists in Schools Grant, and it's a program that aims to keep the arts in education by bringing working artists to Alaska's classrooms. Participating schools get to choose from a wide variety of artists. Lyon's residency in Wales is funded by a variety of nonprofit organizations, including the Bering Sea School District, the Alaska State Council on the Arts, the Rasmussen Foundation, and the National Endowment for the Arts. The Alaska State Council's on the Arts Artists in Schools program provides classroom instruction, community workshops, teacher training, and the opportunity for students to see a professional artist working. Lyons will train teachers and staff members in art so they can continue making murals in the future. The residency involves the whole community of Wales. Residents get to meet the artist at 2 events, a family night where they exhibit the students' pieces, and a final gathering to celebrate the mural. Linda says she believes art helps students develop a stronger sense of self and community.
You know, I've seen a lot of students that were very shy and afraid to paint. You know, painting can be, an art in general, it can be very intimidating because you're putting a mark on a paper and it's yours. And it's open to, you know, criticism. So once they break through that barrier, you know, of fear of expressing themselves, and they become different people. They wake up and they're confident. And those that are already confident are more confident. And those that were shy and they come out of themselves.
Laura Evans is the kindergarten teacher at the Whale School. She helped coordinate the logistics of Linda's residency. Laura says they chose Linda because they wanted a mural.
We did decide on artists who would help us design a mural because we've been wanting to do that for several years and didn't have the expertise to do it ourselves. So when we found out Linda was available to do it. We called and asked her to come.
Evan says the teachers are thrilled to bring more art into the curriculum.
There's so much talent within this little village that we figure the more we expose them, the more opportunities they'll have to express themselves and find something within them that they really enjoy and like. And so we just think it's crucial to their life and happiness.
The Wales King Yukmouth School is already looking into applying for another Artists in Schools grant for next year. For KNOM Profiles, I'm Eva DeLapp.
Profiles is a production of KNOM News and Public Affairs.